Growing up on an island meant a lot of time to explore for this author who now lives in Provo, Utah.
I'm Max Florschutz. I was born and raised here in Wrangell, and I write science fiction and fantasy novels for a living.
Max Florschutz says those in Wrangell who knew him growing up know he has quite the imagination. It's exciting, he says, to come full circle and see his work back in his hometown. He was here visiting family in early June.
It was a big honor the other day when I went to the library and I signed the copies that they had, because to me it was like I grew up going to the Wrangell Public Library. I got book after book after book there. Going in there and having one of my books be a book that somebody else can go in there and get, it's like, all right, I have contributed to the cycle. Other people can experience this as well. And that was really cool.
Florschutz says he always sort of thought he would write a couple of books.
I didn't expect I would write 8 or 9.
His path to being an author wasn't totally linear. Florschutz says that for a time, he wanted to develop storylines for video games.
And I did give it a decent shot. That's a tough industry to get into. It's tricky.
After graduating in 2011 from Brigham Young University's campus in Hawaii, he says he started fiddling around with writing fiction.
And I handed one of them to a friend, and he said, man, this is really good. I would pay money for this. And I went, well, really? You know, and so that got me looking. And a lot of people were like, yeah, I'd pay money for this. And I was like, well, let's find out. Turns out people would. They were right.
Florschutz says he enjoys presenting uncommon ideas through the freeform medium of science fiction and fantasy.
Good luck getting most kids to pick up a book that is about financials.
His most recent book, Exterra, Banking and Finance, is about a dragon who runs her own bank.
You can present something to people that they wouldn't pick up in a regular book, but you can still explore ideas and concepts that then make them think and that are actually applicable to the real world.
Over the course of writing 7 books, he says he's grown, especially in the art of creating a mystery.
That first book, I give it now, it firmly sits in the 3 stars category. I tell people, that was my first, it's rough, you know. I look back now and the misdirection is just easy to spot.
And as he's grown as a writer, he says he's received more and more positive feedback, most of the time. He recalls a 1-star review.
It said, basically in essence, oh, there's just so much plot and character development, I just want action. Bleh. And even better, so I've got that 1-star review, and then I've got like a 2-star review from somebody who was like, ugh, there's just too much action. I want more plot and character development. It's like, put those two in a room and make them fight. Like, you know, like, you can't please everybody.
Florschutz also has run a writing blog called Being a Better Writer since 2013. There he updates fans on his writing progress and posts tips on writing science fiction and fantasy.
One thing I'll always tell people is, if you're going to write something, always do the research.
Sometimes curiosity itself can be research, he says.
Ideas can come from everywhere. And the more open you are to like looking at different aspects of the world, you know, documentaries, you're about icebreakers or penguins, whatever, the more ideas you'll have buzzing around in your head and the more they can collide together and the more can come out of it.
Florschutz's current project is the final installment of an epic trilogy about the quest of an unlikely trio to bring a missing computer programmer back to planet Earth.
I could easily say it's the most stressful project I've worked on yet, because not only is it a big book and there's all this stuff going on, but it's the finale of a trilogy. So it has to live up to the 2 books before it, one of which is easily one of my bestsellers, very popular. And so it has to answer all the questions that they didn't answer. You know, it's got to tie everything up. And so it's just been a huge project. It's really cool.
That 3rd book, Starforge, is complete and weighs in at just over 500,000 words. It's currently awaiting editing. In the meantime, Florschutz says he'll work on other projects, like another book of short stories.
I even wrote a few short stories about Alaska, actually, in one of my collections, mostly because people kept asking about them.
But even Florschutz's Alaska brings with it an air of magic. Ghosts, superhuman mind strength, creatures lurking under the kitchen stove. Then again, who could argue there isn't a little magic in the land of the midnight sun? In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.